Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Very interesting statement, is it not? For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Or how can these things exist? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master in Israel, or a teacher, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Very pivotal verse. If I have told you earthly things, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath descended up or ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must, and the Greek word here is EI, and here day means it is necessary in the nature of the case for the Son of Man to be lifted up. It is intrinsically necessary, without which nothing. Verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world or judge the world. But that the world through the instrumentality of him, but that the world through him might be rescued, might be saved. But that the cosmos through him might be saved. John 3:16 is a famous verse. And I want you to note the context in which this verse is given or presented or inscribed. In chapter 3 of John, in verse 1, we are told there was a man of the Pharisees. In Jesus' day, the Pharisees were the religious conservatives. The Pharisees were the teachers of the people of Yisrael. On the other hand, the Sadducees were the religious liberals of Jesus' day, who did not believe in supernaturalism. The Pharisees studied the Talmud, which is a very massive accumulation, very massive documents that deal with commentaries, or the Talmud presents commentaries on legal topics, on topics that relate to the Torah. So the Pharisees in Jesus' day, one either attended school of Rabbi Hillel or Rabbi Shemaiah. Nicodemus, because of who Jesus was and the enormous pressure that the presence of Christ had placed upon the culture of his day, went out by night to meet with Jesus. One brother has written that some scholars suggest that Nicodemus may have been a fearful or a timid individual, and that he was afraid to associate with Jesus during the daytime. But it is fascinating that this man, who was a practicing Pharisee, went to see Jesus. In the book of Acts, we are introduced to another Pharisee who, in Acts chapter 9, had a very powerful, transformative, and transformational encounter with Jesus, or Yeshua HaMashiach, on his way to Damascus. His name was Saul, which means small. This individual had a very violent disposition against members of the Ecclesia, or those of the Way, which was one of the primitive names of the church, let us say. This man was knocked from his horse by Jesus. And it is interesting that the term that's used in Acts chapter 9 for Paul rising up from the ground after being knocked from his horse is the same word that's used for the resurrection of Jesus. cast into the ground by the risen Christ. And Paul arose out from among the dead. Nicodemus, as we're told in John 3:1, is also a rabbi. He came to Jesus by night. Now, in verse 2, we're told that Nicodemus said this to Jesus, quote, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these Samia, or miracles that thou doest, except God be with him." And so, here, an interesting Greek word is used. It is oidomen. And the suffix lets us know that we're dealing with a plurality, or the word is in its plural form. Oidomen. We know. We know absolutely. Then haughty, as you are a teacher out from Phaeo, that you are a didaskalos, come from God, out from God. For no man can do these things, that the Samia that thou doest, except God be with him. This is a very astonishing confession. Now, I want to take you back to John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles that or which he did. Verse 24, Jesus. Now, in the Greek text, autos is placed at the beginning of the sentence to show its importance in the text. But Jesus, it reads in the English, did not commit himself unto them, because he knew and the word here is dia. We don't have time to go into its meaning here, because he knew all men. Now, a different word is used here. It is the word gnosko, from the word gnosko or gnosis, because he knew all. He knew all qualitatively and in depth. He had a qualitative knowledge of substantive breath when it came to understanding people. Verse 25, and needed not that any should testify of man. This is incredible. For he knew, once again, verse 25, what was in man. And again, the word here is represents a knowledge gain from experience. And we have the preposition in before the noun man. He knew that which was, is within the sphere of man, that which was habitually present in the human heart. For he himself kept on knowing, literally, what was in man. For he himself, that is Jesus, kept on knowing what was in man. With regard to the Pharisees, we know that when he was 12 years old, he was at the temple discussing points of law with the great legal scholars, who were astonished by his acute understanding and legal mind. That happened when he was 12 years old. He began his ministry at the age of 30. The Bible that Jesus would have known would have been the Septuagint, and he would have had an understanding of Hebrew and Aramaic. Along with Greek. So this confession in verse 2 is pivotal. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. We know this. Jesus has this incredible discussion with Nicodemus about being born anew. And what that means. And so here we have summarized for us the public ministry and the mission of God through Christ Jesus. That is to make a way for mankind to have a real relationship with God. Here's a discussion on true liberation theology. And if you will note carefully, it is devoid of sociopolitical rhetoric and content. The heart of the matter, the heart of human need, is dealt with in these verses. In verse 16 of John 3, and I read once again, "For God so loved the world." So, auto in the Greek New Testament is the first word that's given. Then the word for follows. This word auto literally means in this way. God loved the world in this way. And please note that this is not an intellectual abstraction. Please note also that the Hebrew mind was concrete. And so we have a concrete reality in verse 16. In this way, God so loved the cosmos that he gave Edoken, that he gave an aorist indicative active, that he gave his only begotten Son. God's gift cost something of him. God's gift was costly to himself. All real giving is costly on the part of the giver. God gave us his Son. We know that God loves us through his gift, that is, through Jesus. It is imperative that this message, just this good news, is shared with others who are in radical need of our day. This message is still relevant. This message is still vital. This message still substantive for our time. Isaiah writes that Jesus was a root out of dry ground, and in the Hebrew it reads literally, a root out of parched ground. we understand that in our day. This message of the love of God is relevant. It is demonstrative love. It is a love gift that was costly to the person of God, costly to the person of Jesus, and that he gave himself over completely to the will of the Father. My will is to do, Jesus said, or my food, my nourishment is to do the will of the Father. I have metabolized his will. His will, that is the will of the Father, is my will, said Jesus. This is the type of love that John celebrates in 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Behold, what manner of love, what foreign type of love, what foreign type of love God hath bestowed upon us. This is a love that is based in reality, the reality of the human condition, the reality of human need at its most fundamental level. You and I know that violence does not heal. We know that violence disintegrates both the perpetrator and the victim. We know that no one wins through violence. We also know that everyone wins through the practice of love. Not just talking about love, but the practice of love. Because love sets us free. But we live in a culture, we live in a world that is not based on love, but based on power and violence. And into this compelling environment, the Son of God has come. In John chapter 1, we note that the darkness, that is the light that is in Jesus, the force of Jesus, shineth into the darkness, and the darkness could not overtake it and snuff it out. I am calling on believing ones to become active voice practitioners of the love of God and the prayerful, to understand the meaning of sanctification and the practice of sanctification, to pray earnestly for our government, to pray for one another, and to practice love, so that once again in our time all may see and say, behold, how they love one another. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I will speak with you next time on the Matter Call. Have a wonderful day.